This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick takes an in-depth look at God's provision for you, from His constant presence to His purpose for your life and His preparation for a place for you in heaven. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete audio for this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, What Kind of Father is God?
The Bible says in Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. He can handle it all because He is competent. I'll never get over the fact of what my kids thought I could fix when they were growing up. They thought I could fix the weather. They thought I could fix TV shows that they had missed and bring them back. They thought I could put heads of decapitated dolls back together, and on and on. And as a father, you know, my kids thought that I knew everything, could fix anything, and could afford everything. But I couldn't. When you're growing up, you think your dad is Superman. As a little kid, you think, my daddy can do anything. But as you grow older, you realize that your father had limits to his resources when it came to allowance, and there were limits to his wisdom when it came to advice. And sometimes he was just guessing. Giving it the best guess. But your Heavenly Father really can do anything. He can do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires and thoughts or hopes. God says, think of the biggest dream for your life. I can top that. Think of the biggest goal for your life. I can beat that. Think of the biggest problem you think you'll ever come up against. I can solve it. Think of the biggest hurt you'll ever had. I can soothe it. God says, I can handle it all, and I am your Heavenly Father, and I'm close and caring and competent, and I'm consistent, and if you'll trust me, things will go a whole lot better in your life. So here's my question for you. What have you been doubting that God could handle? That situation that you're in right now, that you're all stressed out about because you think, well, I don't think God can handle this. I need to do this one. I'm going to have to manipulate behind the scenes. I'm going to have to politic for that job at work. I'm going to have to pull ends and cut corners and, you know, streamline things and be a little deceptive here or there. And I've got to work extra hours and make this happen because I don't think God can handle this problem. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? That you can handle something that God can't? God can handle anything. You need to drop it into His arms and let Him handle it. The bottom line is this. God can take care of His children. And He does when we trust Him. Because He's caring, He's consistent, He's close, and He's competent. He takes care of His children. Now, the obvious logical question then is everybody a child of God? Will God take care of everybody's needs? Is God the Father of everyone? The answer is yes and no. If you mean, did God create everybody? Yes. If you mean, does God love everybody? Absolutely. If you mean, does God have a plan and purpose for every person who's on this face of this planet? Absolutely. God is the Father of everyone in that sense. But it takes more than birth to be a father. It takes a relationship. Many of you were, or at least some of you were probably birthed by men you never met. And they are your father by creation, but they are not your father by relationship. And you miss it. And you long for it. And you wish you had that relationship. And God says, I have created everyone, but not everybody's my child unless they have a relationship with me. And you are not in the family of God. You were created by God, but you are not in the family of God until you choose to become a part of it. That's a choice you can make today. How do I become a part of the family of God? How do I become a child of God? How do I get God to be my heavenly Father? Look at the Bible, what the Bible says. John 14, verse 6 and 7, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close our time together. But first, how would you like to be able to take these great messages with you wherever you go? The gym, work, shopping, vacation, anywhere you want. Well, Pastor Rick wants to make that happen for you. That's why he's asked us to offer this 7-message audio series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs when you support this ministry with a financial gift. We'll send them to you on your choice of CD, USB flash drive, or by downloadable MP3. You'll get everything you hear on the broadcast, as well as the portions we just didn't have time for. And when you sign up for convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Did you know that you were made for a mission? You were. In fact, God gave you unique talents and experiences so that you can help other people. If you want to learn how to share the hope of Jesus while tackling some of the biggest needs in today's society, join Pastor Rick Warren at the very first Made for a Mission conference. It's happening October 1st through 3rd at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. At this conference, we'll help you figure out what God shaped you to do and show you how to do it. Whether it's helping vulnerable children find families, promoting reconciliation, or tackling poverty, you'll get the tools you need to change your community and your world. This is not just an inspirational conference. You'll walk away with real skills to start making an impact. For more information and to register, visit madeformission.church. Again, that's madeformission.church.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life and pastor at Saddleback Church. I have some great news for those of you who speak Spanish. A daily Spanish edition of the Daily Hope broadcast. It's going to include the same inspirational and practical Bible teaching that I've been sharing on Daily Hope for the past 6 years, but it's going to be in Espanol.
Jeremías 29:11. Sé muy bien lo que tengo planeado para ustedes, dice el Señor. Son planes para su bienestar, no para su mal. Son planes de darles un futuro y una esperanza.
Would you help me get this word out to people who speak Spanish as their first language? We have always had the desire to share the good news of hope with everyone, everywhere. And with 500 million people who speak Spanish in the world, this will open up a brand new audience of people to hear about the love and the joy and the peace and the hope of Jesus Christ.
You can listen right now at PastorRick.com.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Is God the Father of everyone? The answer is yes and no. If you mean, did God create everybody? Yes. If you mean, does God love everybody? Absolutely. If you mean, does God have a plan and purpose for every person who's on this face of this planet? Absolutely. God is the Father of everyone in that sense. But it takes more than birth to be a father. It takes a relationship. Many of you were, or at least some of you were probably birthed by men you never met. And they are your father by creation, but they are not your father by relationship. And you miss it. And you long for it. And you wish you had that relationship. And God says, I have created everyone, but not everybody's my child unless they have a relationship with me. And you are not in the family of God. You were created by God, but you are not in the family of God until you choose to become a part of it. That's a choice you can make today. How do I become a part of the family of God? How do I become a child of God? How do I get God to be my heavenly Father? Look at the Bible, what the Bible says. John 14, verse 6 and 7, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. Jesus said, that's why I came to earth, to show you the Father, and so you can get to know God. Galatians 3:26. We are the children of God through being religious. That's not what it says. We are the children of God by going to church. No. We are the children of God by keeping the Ten Commandments. No. We are the children of God, read it with me, through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you get into God's family. Children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now look up here. In human terms, there's only two ways you can get into a family. Be born into it or be adopted into it. There is no other way to get into a family. You're either born into it or you're adopted into it. In the Bible, both of those terms are used as explanations of what it means to be a Christian, to be saved, to experience salvation, to become a part of the family of God. By birth, it's called being born again, or by adoption, by being adopted into God's family. Listen to these verses. In fact, you might want to write the verses down. 1 Peter 1:3. 1 Peter 1:3 says, God has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family. When you were physically born, you were born into the human family. It's called the human race. The only way you get into God's spiritual family is by being spiritually reborn. That's a change that takes place inside of you when Christ comes into your heart. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 in the Bible says this, His unchanging plan, that's God's unchanging plan, has always been to adopt us into His own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And He did this because He wanted to. Either way, you got to come to God the same way, through Jesus. By birth, by adoption, the same way, by faith in Christ. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, To those who believed on Him and received Him, He gave them the right to become the children of God. How do you become a child of God? By believing and receiving. By believing in Christ and receiving Him into your life. Now some of you say, Rick, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I believe He was who He said He was. I say, congratulations, you're halfway there. It takes more than believing in Jesus Christ to get into God's family. You must believe and receive. I must believe Jesus was who He said He was, and I must receive Him into my life, and I say, okay, God, You call the shots now. Jesus, You be my Savior. You be the manager of my life. I'm putting on a sign that says, under new management. God, You're in charge now from here on out. When you put your faith in Christ, you believe and you receive Him, then you get into God's family. If you haven't done this, what are you waiting on? I don't care if you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or no religious background. No religion will get you into the kingdom of God. No religion will get you into God's family. No religion will get you to heaven. There's not one verse in the Bible that says religion is the way. Not one. It says a relationship through your Father is the way, through Jesus Christ. I hope you make that decision today. And if you are a father, and let me just say this to mothers too, the greatest thing you can do for your children is introduce them to their Heavenly Father. The greatest thing you can do. You may teach them to be a little league all-star. You may raise them up so that they get straight A's and go to Harvard. They may become famous and make $1 million and become well-known and live a happily ever after kind of life. But if you don't introduce them to their Heavenly Father, you have failed in the single greatest task and that is get them to know Christ so they can go to heaven when they die. We're talking heaven and hell here. You say, Rick, it's a little late. I mean, my kids are already grown, they're married, and they got their own kids. It's never too late. It's never too late. You need to go home today, pick up the phone, and call your kids and apologize. And you need to say, I'm sorry, kids. I never told you about the most important thing in life. I wasn't even a believer when you were growing up. And I didn't tell you about your Heavenly Father. And even though I wasn't always consistent, He is. And although I wasn't always there for you, He is. And by getting to know Jesus Christ, you can go to heaven. I know Him now, and I'm going to heaven. And the thought of me being in heaven without my kids is unbearable. And if you don't win them to Christ, they're going to hell. This is serious stuff, folks. I held my breath for years until I waited and make sure, praying daily, that my kids, each of my kids, would come into God's family and make their decision for Christ. And the day my youngest Matthew finally stepped across that line, I heaved a giant sigh of relief. Because I could not imagine me going to heaven and not having my kids know the Lord. And if your kids don't know the Lord, you ought to pray every moment of your life and you get them into church wherever they live, because this is too important to just say, well, they got to make their own decision. If you love them, you will do everything you can to introduce them to their Heavenly Father. Let me ask you a very important question. You parents, are you making it harder or easier for your kids to know God? By the way they watch your lifestyle, are they going to be more turned toward God, or are they going to think, well, if that's what God's like, forget it? I once read a scientific study of 50 of the most famous atheists in the world, Sigmund Freud and others. And they only had one thing in common. Every one of them hated their dad. Every one of them had a terrible relationship with their father. That is not an accident. And it is true that as we grow up, we are often warped, shaped by our own relationships. And Tom talked about it so clearly. So you say, may I be the kind of person that causes my family to want to get to know God, not to turn away from Him. Let's bow our heads. One of the greatest needs in your life is to have the approval of your father. Even if you never met your father, even if your father was a skunk, you still want his approval. You want it, you clamor for it. Even as an adult, subconsciously, you still often do things, are motivated by the desire to gain the acceptance, the approval, the attention, and the appreciation of your father. But the truth is, you may never get it. You may never get it because your father may be unable to give it due to his own hurts, his own problems, the way he was raised. And you won't ever hear those words you've longed to hear or get that hug that you've longed to have. Maybe your father's already died. Well, there is a father who loves you more than you will ever know, and whom you can turn to for the acceptance and the approval and the attention and the care that you have always wanted. And He is your Heavenly Father, and He has seen every single moment of your life, and He has witnessed every word you've ever said, good or bad, every hurt you've ever experienced, every fear, every sin, every sorrow you felt. And unlike your human father, He has known every thought you've ever had, and He's understood it completely. And today you can turn to Him because He is a caring, consistent, close, competent Father. He will never leave you. Maybe you've allowed experiences with a human parent to warp or cloud your view of your Heavenly Father. And you've thought that God was unreasonable or unpleasable or unreliable or unconcerned. And you were wrong. You need to turn to the truth today. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Dear God, I want you to be my heavenly Father. So I ask you to adopt me into your home, and I want to be spiritually born into your family through Jesus Christ. Jesus, I don't understand it all, but I accept you as the way to the Father. And I want you to be in charge of my life and guide me and direct me. Thank you that you are a loving Father. Thank you that you are a caring Father. Thank you that you are consistent. And thank you that you are competent and you can handle all the problems that I give to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, how would you like to be able to take these great messages with you wherever you go? The gym, work, shopping, vacation, anywhere you want. Well, Pastor Rick wants to make that happen for you. That's why he's asked us to offer you this 7-message audio series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send them to you on your choice of CD, USB flash drive, or downloadable MP3. You'll get everything you hear on the broadcast, as well as the portions we didn't have time for. Request yours by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family, and I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through His Word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website, and I downloaded the Daily Hope app. And I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, Purpose Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters. And it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.